why are you always so late? Come, come, come. The others are playing whack-a-mole. I like your shirt, by the way. It's cute. Thanks. Guys, look who finally showed up. You're so unbelievable. This might be our last night out as a group, and you're still not showing up on time. Exactly. He'd be late to his own funeral. If even Kevin agrees with me, you know you really fucked up. Okay, I want to play. Kev, you playing, Anjali? Oh no, I hate playing against you. You're such a tryhard. Psh, of course it's a competition, dummy. Yeah, you say that, and then you're gonna fucking destroy me. No! Ugh, I had that one! That was mine! Stay on your side, cheater! Haha, got him! I'm stealing all your moles. Wait, I won? Oh my god, I won! Hey, in your face. God, you suck so hard. Okay, you have to pay for a plushie. Well, fuck yeah, that's how it works. Me, just now, I decided that. Are you gonna say no? So stingy, such a sore loser. Okay, but the plushies here kind of suck, so let's go to a different place. They can play a couple rounds without us, it won't kill them. Also, Samir, when I get back, we're doing that haunted house, okay? You promised. Anjali, you better make him go with us. Okay. Okay. I think I saw a place that had a lot of cute plushies. Look at the duck! Oh my god, he's so cute! I need him! Hi! Hi, sir! How much for the big-ass duck? What? It is a big-ass duck. What else am I supposed to call it? Oh, you need to win. Well, okay, here's the thing. I suck at this game, so maybe it's better if you do it. It's the fucking, duck fishing hook catchy thingy or whatever. You know what I mean. Ugh, you're useless. Okay, fine. Sir, I'd like to play, please. Ugh, oh, see? This is so impossible. Shut up. Yes, I'm focusing. I need to get the big ass duck. Come on. Okay, one more round. No, I don't need any of those other prizes. I don't need a consolation trinket. I'm here to win. Okay. No! Stop looking at me. Your staring is throwing off my... Game? Fuck, I missed. Okay, last round. Shut up, I have to get a perfect score for the duck. You know how fucking hard that is? Mm-hmm.
I'm happy, I'll go on a boat.
Okay. Fucking stupid duck. Okay, I swear, this is my last round. Then help me. Yeah, guide my arm or something. You heard me. Come over and help me win instead of just standing there. Chop chop, motherfucker, let's go. Hey, no, that's not the right... Oh my god, yes! Okay, next one. Yes, there we fucking go. Take those. Ooh, this one is easy peasy. Look at that, we are smoking these ducks. Oh, this one's tough though. Focus. Yeah, I trust you. Oh shit! Oh fuck, we might actually win this thing. Last one, don't choke. This one's fast, but we got this. It's easy. Oh yes, it's so fucking easy. Let's go. One big ass duck, please, sir. Oh, he's not my... Thank you. Yeah, you too. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Yeah, you were pretty great. Or I guess you helped, or whatever. Okay, it's been like 4 seconds and I'm already tired of carrying him. Thank you. Would you mind coming with me to my car real quick? Yeah, it's pretty hot, so I'm gonna just get rid of this jacket and we can leave the plushie there too. This fair's pretty fun, right? Aren't you glad we're here instead of just at Anjali and Samir's apartment as always? You're so bad at your sense of plot. Like, 30 years from now, do you want to tell your future kids, oh yeah, I mostly hung out at my friend's apartment doing stupid shit, or I let my kick-ass best friend drag me to a really shitty fairground so we could do amazing shit, like winning this amazing big-ass duck. Of course, you wouldn't have the duck at your place, but still. Yeah, unless we get married, true. So, are you excited to go to Ireland? Yeah, it's crazy to think how much things will be changing. We had a good run, though. You know, the five of us hanging out, procrastinating together, listening to Kevin's football rants or Anjali's newest podcast obsession. Yes, or me talking about hiking, fair enough. Hey, you're no better. You yap about everything. I don't think I've ever gone a day where I saw you and I didn't hear you rant about something or other. You know, back in high school, I had a day like this too. Yeah, everyone was just kind of vibing. Early days of summer break. Nobody had gone on holiday yet, so we all got together and we had like a little bonfire party at the beach. It was nice getting to see everyone one last time before moving on. I think back then I was a little more excited. Fresh new start and all that. Maybe I'm just getting old and set in my ways. But I don't know. I think as an adult you learn to treasure people that make you feel like you belong, you know? It's not that I'm not excited to graduate. I mean, I can't wait to start my internship, but yeah. Time moves so fast now. What? I figured I'd let you get one last rant in for old time's sake. You've always got such a sparkle in your eyes when you talk, even about dumb stuff. Especially about dumb stuff. Yeah, just put him in the back. It is so hot tonight. Yeah, in a bit. Are you? Never mind. No, it's nothing, just... I'm not being secretive. You ever see one of those movies where two people lean on something and their hands are right next to each other, but still apart, and then one of them shifts their hand a little so they touch? Look, I'm not saying anything, okay? No, I believe you. It was for your balance. Hey, get your hand back here. Don't be stupid. Here, I'll do you one better. My hand on top of yours. How scandalous! How will our friendship ever recover? Oh, heavens. So scared of letting our fingies touch. So scary. Why can't I say fingies? It's a perfectly normal thing to say. Fingies. It's cute. It totally is. Well, the only way you could even get the ick is if you were into me before. So you just told on yourself. No, you're so dumb. Remember last fall? This car wouldn't even be here for us to lean on if I hadn't kept you from dragging us into that stupid road trip idea of yours. Okay, but who plans a road trip knowing full well we'd been getting storm warnings all week? You're crazy. Of course you think we would have been fine. You're so cocky. You're lucky you got me, you know? To keep you tethered to the earth. When you move, you gotta make sure to find someone to replace me, or your ego might grow so big you might explode. Oh, trust me, I am never gonna find someone as insane as you, so don't you worry about that. You're not getting replaced anytime soon. Pfft. Oh, don't remind me. That entire fall was just a mess, now that I'm thinking back to it. Plus, the fall always just sucks in general. Summer, duh. Yeah, of course, all fucking day, I love the summer. There's just something about being out late at night, not having to worry about the cold, just enjoying the long days and the late night sunsets. I love the way the sky looks. What are you? Dude, you act like you've never gotten on the hood of a car before. What? How? I don't know, it just feels like one of those things everyone does at some point in their life. Well, I'm glad this could be yours. I just took your car hood virginity. How does it feel? A little uncomfortable. Oh, perfect, it's just like your real virginity. Oh, come on, it was right there. You can't expect me to just let those free slam dunks go. Do you remember back in 2021? Yeah. I'm so glad you still remember that. That was probably my favorite sunset, but this is a good runner-up for sure. It's crazy. It simultaneously feels like it's been ages since quarantine, but also like it just happened. It was a wild time, man. I guess things sort of work themselves out over time. Hey, so... No, you go first. No, it was unimportant. You go first. Yeah. Yeah, I get that feeling too sometimes. All the things that could have been. But life only moves forward. Rather than thinking about all the chances you miss, the best thing you can do is to make sure that you learn to recognize those opportunities and to take them when you can. At least that's my philosophy. Yeah. Aristotle, move aside. Hmm? Oh, I forgot what I was gonna say. Well, you were talking about all this deep shit and you distracted me. This is your fault. You're such a yapper! It doesn't matter. Hey, I'm glad you came out with us tonight. I know we kind of ditched everyone immediately, but I don't know. It was still really special to me to have everyone back together one last time. Even if it was just for a moment. And I know I'm being kind of corny or whatever, but I'm having a great time. Yeah, I mean, we joke around, but like, you're really important to me. I mean, like all of you guys are. No, I did not mean especially you. Don't put words in my mouth. Oh. Sorry, I don't usually... Damn, I feel like I'm smiling like a total idiot right now, but, thank you. What? I'm just not used to you being so nice to me. It's making me kinda... I don't know, I just... Huh? No, I'm okay. Oh, hey. What is happening? Yeah, of course my heart is beating fast. If you put your hand on my chest, I... Why did you do that? Then what do you think it is? My hand? Why do I need to give you my... Yeah. I can feel it. I can feel your heart beating fast, too. So does that mean... You do? You do? Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I am. I like. And you couldn't have done this like a year ago? Yeah, kiss me, idiot. Yes. Everybody knew. It's so obvious. I don't know. I didn't want to ruin the friendship we built. It wasn't just about risking it for me, but our friend groups are so interconnected. I don't know. It just never felt like the right moment. You're so corny. But thanks. I'm glad too. You have such nice lips. Yeah. Yeah, of course you can. Yes. Touch me wherever you want. Who cares? All that matters is me and you right now. Well, I don't care who sees. I love the way you touch me. Your hands are so strong, but... so gentle, too. I know I literally just said I don't care who sees, but if we're gonna go through with this, we might want to get inside my car. You know, avoid getting arrested for public indecency. Okay. Trying to get these stupid clothes off. Ugh, I'm so sweaty. I take it all back. I hate summer. Who'd have thought this ducky would make for such a good backrest? It's like all of tonight was meant to be. Yeah, all the little puzzle pieces of my grand master plan to seduce you. Fuck. You look so good with the sun shining on your skin. Come here. Kiss me. Put your hands on me. Have me. Yeah. Yeah, I want it. So fucking badly. Put it in, put it in. Oh! Oh. Yeah, just like that. I'm so wet for you, aren't I? You turn me on so much. And just everything about you drives me fucking crazy for some reason. I'm so glad I get to finally have you. You're so fucking pretty. Kiss me. kiss my neck? Please? Yeah. Yeah, right there. Oh, fuck, that feels good. Your mouth on my neck. A hand on my hips and your cock. Nice and deep inside this fucking pussy. So wet for you. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, I'm gonna miss this dick. Go faster. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Yes. Yes, that's it. That's fucking it. Oh, keep going. Oh, keep going. Just like that. Yes, yes. Give it to me. Oh. Rub my clit, please. Oh, fuck. That's so good. That's so good. Baby. Fuck. Feels so good. Oh, you have the best dick. You have the best fucking dick. Holy shit. Whose dick is this, hmm? That's right. That's fucking right. Oh, mine. God, you're so hot. I love your moans. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, baby. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Just like that. Yes. 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 Please. 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 Oh. Fuck. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, feels so good. No, you can keep going. Keep going until you come. It's okay, I'm okay. You keep fucking me. I like it. Uh-huh. Give it to me. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, come all over my stomach. Cover me with your cum. Mark me. It's so hot to watch you stroke your dick for me. Mm-hmm. Come for me. Come all over me. Ah, yeah, just like that, just like that, perfect. Ooh, fuck, that's so hot. Oh, yeah, get those last few drops out. Get it all out for me. I want it all, every last drop. You came so much. It's all up in my belly button. It's like a little cum pool. Shut up, you're dumb. Mm-hmm. Everything I wanted and more. I got wet wipes in my glove box. That tickles. Hmm? Am I smiling that hard? Sorry, I just... It's really cute how you're, like, cleaning me up so gently and diligently. It's so sweet. We should. Yeah. Can you hand me my top? It's on the... Thanks. Is my hair okay? You know what I mean. Is it obvious we... So, Samir and Anjali are probably waiting for me. Yeah, the haunted house thingy. It's gonna close soon, I think, so... No, please. I know it's not your thing, so don't feel like... No. Just once we're in there, we can meet up and... I don't know. Apparently there's this fireworks thing that's supposed to be happening later tonight. I don't know. It might be fun to watch. Yeah, I'll text you when we're done. Okay. See you in a bit. No. No, that was the right call. I was kind of hoping for you to... Yeah. Okay. See you in a bit. Tower, huh? You're such shit at giving directions. One hell of a view. Scooch. Do you mind if I lean on you a little? Yeah, the climb here had me exhausted. This place is so rickety. I guess you're lucky I'm not afraid of heights. Or maybe unlucky. I could have clung to your arm all scared and you could have been the big, strong man to save me. Ugh, yeah, I bet you would. No, it's not cold. If you want to, I guess. But if I had kept my jacket on, who would have satisfied your hero complex by letting you give your jacket to them? Oh, yeah. Oh, the haunted house was so fucking fun. Me and Anjali scared the shit out of Samir in this hall full of mirrors. It was hilarious. I don't know why he keeps letting us persuade him into going with us, to be honest. We're the worst. What were you up to? Well, you're a very good scout. 10 out of 10 spot. Everything looks so small from here. The people, the fairground, hell, even the highway all the way out there. All those little dots of lights, all those cars. It's crazy how this is like such a big night for us all, for the five of us. But to them, it's just like any other night. So many of my most shitty and mundane days of mine were probably, like, a major milestone in someone else's. A birthday, a wedding, falling in love, graduation. So many important events that just feel like any other day to most of the world. But in those moments, it's not really the rest of the world that matters all that much. It's the people you celebrate those times with. The people closest to you in the whole world. They're all that matters in those moments. Yeah. Hey, see those motorcycles on the highway? The big row of white dots over there. It's just barely light enough out to see. Look. Yeah, it's a biker gang. They drive down that specific highway all the time. Because my brother is in it. I have no earthly idea. It's such a weird thing, too, because, like, you've met my brother. He's so, like, yeah, exactly. But he's always loved riding bikes, and I guess he found community with them or something. Yeah, he has a jacket and everything. No, they're not that kind of biker gang. Not as far as I know, at least. Oh, hell no. You wouldn't catch me on one of those death machines.
Would you?
Of course you would. Impressing all the girls with, like, a pair of really cool sunglasses and a leather jacket or something. Big dummy. Yeah. You are the biggest. Such a dork. I'm gonna miss you so much. I know. I just had to say it at least once. I would have regretted it if I didn't. I will say, your hand is so cold. Maybe giving away that jacket wasn't the best idea, huh? It's nice to get to spend a night together, like, properly. Even if it's just one night, it's nice. Those must be the guys setting up the fireworks. Where do you think the others are now? I mean, Kevin is getting corn dogs, obviously. Samir is probably trying to drag Kevin away from the food trucks to a photo booth for one of his stupid photo albums. And I'm willing to bet Anjali is just in the background taking the actually good pictures of those two idiots. That's our little squad. Bunch of goofs. But I love them. The air is cooling down quick up here. No, it's fine. Just put your arm around me. Keep me warm. Yeah, I'm stealing your body heat. You don't need it. You'll be fine. You're such a little baby. Not true. I never brag about how well I can handle the cold. That was one time. And you were complaining so much, all because you thought you were too good to bring proper hiking attire, as always. Hell no, I'm not giving your jacket back. Don't you dare. No, it's mine. I need it. Wait. Okay. Make you a deal. I get to keep your jacket and your arm around me. And in return, we do this.